Welcome to our second session, where today we look at the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew is placed first of the accepted four, as it was thought that this was the first written. Later studies show that the Gospel of Mark was an earlier telling of the story of Jesus, written during the mid-60s AD, with Matthew following about 10 years later. Matthew was one of the original 12 witnesses, giving the material some authority. While there are disagreements as to who exactly Matthew was, the following points are agreed upon. The writer was Jewish, knowing the biblical and religious traditions of Israel, so he doesn't explain these in detail, as they would already be known by the audience. The writer knew Hebrew and Greek, as Greek was the official language for government, church, and business, and the account gives an accurate translation in Greek of the Hebrew concepts. There is a strong possibility that he was a tax collector, as he knows the financial world, and there are references to currency, debts, transactions, and finances. Matthew was written for a Jewish Christian audience around Antioch of Syria. The temple by this time in Jerusalem had been destroyed, but the second coming, the end times when Jesus would return, has not yet happened. We are to keep on living in the way Jesus showed us until that coming arrives. Matthew was also trying to explain what to keep from their Jewish tradition, but what to let go of in light of the life and teachings of Jesus on the new kingdom. Matthew talks about this kingdom of heaven not as an earthly entity, but also not purely a spiritual realm or future realm. The kingdom is here and now in the person of Jesus, but while the kingdom is now, it is not yet fully and completely realized. The Gospel of Matthew depends on the Gospel of Mark, which was written 10 years earlier. Matthew also depends on what is known as the Q source, Q standing for the German word Quelle, an unknown work, a collection of stories from an unfinished gospel. And finally, Matthew also depends on his personal encounters with the person of Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew contains some of the best-loved yet most difficult passages in all of Scripture. His gospel is patterned around five discourses or teachings of Jesus. This is a subtle reference to the Torah, the first five books of the Jewish scripture. A prologue, chapters 1 through 3, deal with the genealogy, the conception, the birth, and the early life of Jesus, showing how Jesus is of the royal line of David. There then follows five sections, structured as a narrative of what Jesus did, followed by a discourse on why Jesus did, as it relates to the kingdom. Chapters 3 to 7 deal with John the Baptist, the early ministry of Jesus, and concludes with the Sermon on the Mount. Chapters 8 through 10 discuss the commissioning of the 12 and 12 miracles on radical compassion and mercy. This is known as the missionary discourse. Chapters 11 through 13 show the growing controversy over this new kingdom that Jesus proclaims and the opposition to it. Known as the parable discourse, this session discusses the lack of faith found in the generation. Chapters 14 through 18, the community discourse, shows Jesus instructing Peter and the other 11 on how to live this new kingdom here and now, with forgiveness being the basis for community. Chapters 19 through 25 are the apocalyptic judgment discourse, and this begins with Jesus leaving Galilee to Judea and enters Jerusalem. As we move through each of the five sections, each concludes with the phrase, "When Jesus finished," followed by Jesus moving on. The last three chapters cover the suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus is the new Moses presenting a new Torah. He exemplifies how to live this life, then discusses with his followers the what and why of what he did. Matthew is also known as the Catechist Gospel, containing words of everlasting life and works of faith. It is a gospel of revelation and instruction on how to be obedient to the will of God for those living after the death and resurrection of Jesus as we await our entry into the eternal kingdom. I'm Deacon Mike, and thanks for joining me.